A chain reaction is a series of events, each caused by the previous one. Some are so slow we don't feel the effects until later in life. Join us as we explore some of the chain reactions that lead to lifestyle diseases and how to prevent them. So you've probably heard the Health Ministry's message about cutting back on sugars for the sake of your health. But not so long ago, all the rage was about cutting back on fats, with fat-free versions of everything sitting proudly on supermarket shelves. Fat-free products are still heavily marketed as the better options, but should we be avoiding fats and oils altogether? Are they all that bad? Training and education nutritionist in the Health Ministry, Georgette Gail Ricketts, explains what they actually do.
Fats and oils belong to a group of substances called lipids, and they're basically chemicals that do not dissolve in water. Now, the difference between fats and oils is that fats are solid at room temperature, while oils are liquid. Okay, so fats and oils are found in virtually all foods. You can get your butter and your lard, which are the fats found in animals, and then you can get like your nut oil. So when you think about your peanut oil, your olive oils, and so they come from seeds. Now, fats and oils are important to us, just the same way as any other vitamin and mineral.
Fats are essential components of all body tissues. They contribute especially to the development of cell membranes in our brains and eyes, and they are required for growth and development during infancy and childhood. They are also the most energy-dense micronutrient, meaning they provide roughly double the energy that starches or carbohydrates offer. Fats are also a source of fatty acids, including linoleic fatty acid and omega-3, which is normally found in fish. Just as with any food, fat is not inherently bad, but if it's used in excess, then it can become harmful. Mrs. Gail Ricketts says the healthiest source of fats are plant-based.
Generally speaking, your animal food sources tend to provide what we call our saturated fats. And the problem with that is that those raise our levels of bad cholesterol, which inevitably lead to increased heart diseases. So normally the general recommendation is if you're going to be having fat in your diet, it's preferential for you to have plant-based sources. So you're looking at your peanut oil, your olive oil, your sesame oil, your grapeseed oil, your canola oil.
When reading your labels, under saturated fats, you may see the term trans fat, which refers to partially hydrogenated oil, which is an artificial form of fat. It's made in a lab and is normally found in fast food industries, as it is cheap and can be reused multiple times. Like saturated fats, it raises bad cholesterol, which increases your risk of heart disease and stroke. Mrs. Gail Ricketts says diets rich in processed foods such as bacon and canned meat items can also raise your bad cholesterol levels, which over time can line the arteries and cause plaque, which leads to arteriosclerosis. So how much fats and oils should we be consuming? Mrs. Gail Ricketts says the average person can have roughly 5 servings of fat per day, with each serving equating to 1 teaspoon. It is important to remember that we get fats from most of the foods we eat daily, so it's easy to overindulge in fatty foods, of which too much over time can contribute to obesity and heart disease.
And again, remember, these servings are dictated by a person's height, weight, their pre-existing medical conditions. That's why it's never a one-size-fits-all for anybody, for any nutrient, for any food group. It's normally dependent on a person's physical makeup.
Training and education nutritionist in the Health Ministry, Georgette Gail Ricketts. The mantra, all things in moderation, also applies to fatty food. So while you recite it, you may want to pick up your smartphone and visit jamaicamoves.com for more information on living a healthier life. Thanks for listening to Chain Reactions. I am Twyla Whelan. Join us again next time, and until then, choices have consequences, so please choose wisely.
Hey, you. Yes, you, sir, with the canned beef and you, little miss, with the mango and salt. Go easy upon the salt for me, please. It tastes good, don't. But guess what? A hit CM1 go raise up your blood pressure.
This message was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.